It's time for Mason's Media Musings with your host, Andrew Mason.
It's time for the Week 15 Media Musings here on DenverBroncos.com. I'm Andrew Mason, and thank you for joining me. First, let's look back at Week 14, the Broncos game against Buffalo, which didn't go to a large audience nationally, but did draw the fourth highest local rating around the NFL this Sunday with a 40.1 number in the Denver market. The share was 67, which means that 67% of all households in the market watching TV Sunday afternoon were tuned into that Broncos game. Sort of begs the question, what were the other 33% watching anyway? But still, it's another massive number, which has become the norm for Broncos broadcasts. And now we move on to Week 15, and to start Week 15, on Tuesday, the Broncos players were out and about in the community. Now, being out in the community, it's pretty normal for a Tuesday, that's what players do, but close to the holiday season, it took on a frenzied pace. A lot of stuff went on, you can catch up with all of it on DenverBroncos.com. What might have been the most fun to catch up with was Julius Thomas and some teammates taking kids shopping at Target. So look for that video and plenty more on DenverBroncos.com. You know, it's all over the website, it's pretty easy to find. Now let's take a look ahead to what Broncos programming airs on our partners this weekend. On Thursday night, while you're watching Thursday Night Football, appropriately enough, turn up the radio to KOA AM 850 or crank up the second screen to DenverBroncos.com for Bud Light Broncos Primetime live from Buffalo Wild Wings at Park Meadows. You can join me, Andy Lindahl, David Treadwell, Jeff Legwold of ESPN.com, and our special guest, Pot Roast himself, Terrence Knighton, who, despite his nickname, is known to scarf down a wing or two. That's 7 to 10 p.m. Thursday on 850 KOA and DenverBroncos.com. On Friday, join us on DenverBroncos.com to get ready for the game with two preview segments. First with myself, Chris Hall, and Phil Milani, and later with the radio voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. Then click over to Fox 31 at 9:30 p.m. for this week's Fox on Fox, where the head coach previews the game with San Diego. This week's special guest will be the star of the recent three-game winning streak, C.J. Anderson. And if you miss it, you can catch all the segments from the show right here on DenverBroncos.com. Saturday night at 9:30 on Channel 20, it's Broncos Sideline Stories with Jim Sacamano. This week, Sacco is joined by another former Broncos PR czar, Al King, and the two will reflect on the Broncos' early years. If you missed the show, you can catch it at 9:30 Sunday morning on 9 News. And then finally, Sunday, game day. Get the day started at 9 a.m. with Broncos Game Day Live on 9 News, live from the Broncos Team Hotel in San Diego. Host Rod Mackey will be joined by the voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan, and Susie Wardger. Then, at 12:30 Mountain Time, grab your laptop or device and join us right here on DenverBroncos.com for Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft. I'll be joined by Chris Hall and Phil Milani live from the field at Qualcomm Stadium. And that's a wrap for this week's Media Musings. We'll catch you next week here on DenverBroncos.com. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.